Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Stripe Elements and why you should be using it with your next project where you're going to be integrating Stripe or at least some kind of credit card form that's going to be backed by the Stripe service. Now, this is kind of like the next evolution of Stripe.js. If you haven't checked out Stripe.js before, I highly recommend checking that out now. It's still applicable. This is just kind of like another version with some kind of nice sprinkles put on top. So what is Stripe Elements? So basically, it's a secure way to collect sensitive card information using elements or pre-built UI components that Stripe is providing for you. Now, an asterisk next to this, you can actually still change the styling and stuff. Doesn't always have to be exactly how Stripe gives it to you, but it's essentially giving you a boilerplate to work with when capturing credit card data, and it does everything quite nicely. So if you are unsure about Stripe.js and haven't heard of it in the past, you may have been implementing Stripe in this fashion where you have a form on your site, you fill in all the details, you send those details, so this is a credit card, data, name, etc., all through the server, and hopefully you're doing this over HTTPS, you have to be doing it. But you also then need to filter out those fields from your logs, so you're not actually logging them. I've seen people do that. So make sure you do, if you are doing that server-side version, to actually filter those fields out of your logs so they don't get logged, because your logs can get stolen and that data's in there. But yeah, you'd send that through, then you would go and just send it straight through to Stripe, those details, or you might go and use those details, create a token, and then send that token through, which is generally a better idea. But what this does is it removes that necessity there and allows you to do it all on the front end. Of course, again, you need to be using HTTPS for this to work. So what it does is you fill out this form via JavaScript. It will send off a request to Stripe and return a token back. You can then place that token through to your server-side application to then do the processing of the payment or whatever you need to do. Now, Stripe Elements just takes that a bit further by adding some pre-built UI components. It's not massively different from the normal Stripe.js. It just gives you that little bit of a boost in getting things started and started nicely. So I'd say check out both and see how it fits. You probably will see this moving, I think, more of like a, this is how it kind of should be done. Now, there are things in Stripe.js, if you haven't checked it out before, with validation and stuff like that. So you get all that goodness as well. So it's just kind of a good starting point. But anyway, how do you kind of get this set up? Is it difficult? No, it's very simple. So just as you would with Stripe.js previously, version 2, with version 3, you're just having a version 3 in the URL. I've got a link to the docs in this, and it's very straightforward. It's pretty much a copy and paste job with some modifications where you see fit. The next thing you do is just create your payment form, very straight up markup. There's not much to do. You don't actually have to create all the individual fields, which is great because of Elements. What it does for you, injects them for you. Then your JavaScript, which will do the injecting of the card and all the required styling. I'll actually also have JavaScript-based styling too if you need that. Basically from there, you go through the steps of creating the actual token, which is some more JavaScript there. Very, very straightforward stuff. And then it's just submitting the token and the rest of your form to the server. Nothing too full on there. If you have a look at this, it sounds like there's a fair few steps, but when you look at it, it's quite short. So if you're used to working in the front end, this is going to look really simple to you. The best way to kind of get a real good overview of what it is and what you need to implement is when you go to stripe.com/docs/elements, links in the show notes. You can just go through the live example that they've got, and you can just filter by the HTML, the CSS, and the JavaScript, and you'll see there's not really that much, but you're getting a whole lot for that. So it's really, this is something that I love about Stripe. I'm a big fan of Stripe. They provide the tools to make it so simple. I regularly have people at a meetup that I run for Drupal. They just, every time they come back, oh, I'm so glad, you know, you mentioned Stripe and gave us a demo of Stripe, because it's just been such an easy bit of software to implement with their projects, and this has been far easier than PayPal and any other ones that they've tried. So it's a testament to how well that they built the tools to allow you to use their platform, which is awesome. But anyway, that's essentially it, really quick one. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Have you actually used this? I haven't used it in production yet. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in an upcoming project. But yeah, I'd really love to know what your thoughts are on this. Have you used Stripe JS before? What's your thoughts on it? I'd love to know. Send through any kind of thoughts, questions you have on it to Twitter. So you can send through it at CodaCatchUp, or you can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com, or even leave a comment on this episode at CodaCatchUp.com. But other than that, that's essentially it. If you can leave a rating and review in iTunes, I'd really appreciate that. If you haven't checked out the YouTube channel, make sure you go there and check out for my vlogs and my tutorial videos. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.